Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Just a little bit of breaking news at this hour that we just found out about, and thanks to Kim on the Facebook page for pointing it out to me, and that is this horrible crash that has claimed the lives of Darren Bailey's, I guess, son, daughter-in-law, and some of his grandchildren.
Two of them, yeah. 12-year-old
helicopter
and 7-year-old, yeah.
A crash in Montana, and we don't know any of the details of it. I don't know if it was their helicopter, if it was a sightseeing helicopter, but apparently October 22nd, so yesterday at some point is when he shared this, saying the helicopter crash happened. The 22nd, and it killed his son, Zachary, his wife, Kelsey, two of their children, a 12-year-old girl named Veda Rose, and Samuel, age 7. The other 10-year-old grandson was not involved in the crash. So I don't know where that child was at the time. We don't have any other details on what caused it or where. But he was scheduled to have, you know, he's running for governor. Darren Bailey's been a state senator over in the state of Illinois, and he's running for governor as a Republican. And had a scheduled speech the other night, and obviously didn't make it for obvious reasons. So
right. Yeah.
We'll get more details on that. We'll let you know.
Just about an hour ago, the campaign put out to just ask people for prayers for their family. Of course, all the children are involved in their family farm down in southern Illinois, and it's just a tragic loss to lose both your son, your daughter-in-law, and two of your grandkids in one crash.
It's
heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. So we just got that news, and if we get any more details on it, we'll be sure and let you know for sure. You know, Dan, you were off yesterday, which happened to coincide with John Pertzborn's last day on the air at Channel 2 yesterday.
Yeah, he called me midday. They were all out celebrating somewhere.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, and he was like, you want to come by? And I had meetings all afternoon. I couldn't join them, but yeah, he and Margie and others were all out celebrating a great, great broadcasting career. In fact, I asked him to come on with us this morning just to talk about what it's going to be like for him to not have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning to do that morning show.
Yeah,
she's
what'd he
been
say?
On.
What'd he say?
And he's
what'd
like,
say?
Are you kidding me? My first day off, I am sleeping in, brother.
So, oh, okay.
But,
all right.
But we could probably call him this morning. I'm sure he can't sleep in past 6 with that. You know, your biological clock won't let you sleep in too late.
He didn't rule it out. He didn't rule out coming on with us
no,
at some point.
No, yeah. Okay. If you got a slot open, I can call him up.
Good. Well, yeah. We'll get John on here. I you knew him better than I did, obviously.
Worked with him at Show Me,
and then before he went to Channel 2.
Yeah, he, in fact, opened up the opportunity for me to become the host of Show Me St. Louis when Channel 2 courted him away from Channel 5 and brought him on as their morning show host, which I think that Channel 2 morning show has been number one now for like 15 years in terms of ratings. they just have so many resources in the morning. It was always amazing to me how many people they had working on that morning show. They were doing live shots and doing seven. We, you know, when I worked at both 4 and 5, it was, you'd be lucky if you had the host show up. You didn't have any reporters. And yeah, so he did some incredible work over there, and they're going to miss him, I'm sure. So
I know you weren't referring to me because I did anchor the morning show over there.
You did for a while.
Years. 13 yeah. years, bro.
I know, man.
Long time.
And but that
I always showed up. I
know you did.
I showed up late for a shift one time in all my years as a morning TV anchor.
At Channel 5, we used to joke, like, where are they finding all these people? Like, they'd have three live shots in a news segment in the morning. It'd be like, who's doing that? Right.
Well, who's paying for it?
Yeah.
Because their budget must be bigger than ours. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So.
All right. Well, we're going to get to Tanya J. Powers coming up in the next segment with more on the continued government shutdown and what happens next. In some states, I believe Missouri might be one of the ones in question. Those SNAP benefits are about to run out of money, and what does that mean? So we're going to talk to Tanya J. Powers about that. We've got Dennis Hancock from the 3rd District in St. Louis County Council is running for county executive. He's going to join us at 7:35, and we'll get to all that for you. But first, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Seeing these photos is honestly a tremendous gut punch. It makes me so sad for the people who won't be able to see it, who haven't seen it. And it's just, it's kind of one of the most physically destructive things that Trump has done, obviously.
Jen Psaki, Peppermint Patty, as we affectionately call her. It's a gut punch to her that they're tearing down part of the east wing of the White House. It's because she's walked those halls and she's so sad. And I didn't hear any of that out of her when Barack Obama spent almost $100 million more putting in a basketball court on the White House grounds when he was president. And that was taxpayer money. Not a peep out of Jen Psaki back in 2010.
President Trump's going to have the greatest improvement to the White House in the history of the building since it was originally constructed in 1800. The ballroom is going to be glorious. It's going to be used for everybody. And by the way, hey, Democrats, if you win the White House back, you get to use it too.
Yeah, hey, by the way, this is the people's house, and whoever the people happen to be occupying it, whatever party, they get to have their ballrooms and state dinners in there as well, and it is long overdue.
This is what happened. People's rights started getting taken away. People got accused of being immigrants. This is before the Holocaust really took place.
Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah, J.B. Pritzker there trying to once again draw comparisons between Donald Trump and the Nazis. Despite all of the rhetoric that's led to violence in so many cases and a couple of assassination attempts against Donald Trump, J.B. Pritzker had to go there again. The guy has there's no bottom to how low that guy will go.
Clearly, he is a very, very sensitive and insecure individual. I think he believes, maybe with some justification, that Russian interference in that election did help him.
What a snarky, horrible human being John Brennan is. Can I just tell you that? If nothing else comes out of these grand jury investigations into the conspiracy that happened, that we all know that happened, that we've been talking about, Dan, since it went on, since the Mueller report and the fake dossier and all of that planted by Hillary Clinton, leaked by the CIA, reported on by the media, which they then used as an example of why they had to investigate it. I mean, it's just been so obvious to most of us for the longest time that this was a conspiracy that dwarfs Watergate or anything else you want to bring up. And if only one person, and I hope there are more, ends up getting frog marched into a federal prison somewhere, I pray it's somebody like John Brennan. Yeah. Who worked deeply in the deep state of intelligence, knowingly falsified information, in my opinion, lied to Congress. Now there are allegations that he lied to Congress. He's been referred to the Department of Justice by Congress now for lying to Congress. So contempt should be the very least of the charges that guy faces.
Yeah.
And he's claiming it's because Donald Trump is insecure. We know now what happened. The documents that were hidden have been released by Tulsi Gabbard. And we know what happened. We know that there was never any evidence of Russian collusion, but Barack Obama told him to fix it. Bring me something that says there is, and then they suck. They suck. They do suck. I didn't mean to say that. They sicked the DOJ and the Mueller investigation onto Donald Trump to defeat his presidency because they knew he'd been elected. They had to plant something to damage his presidency. And that's what all of this conspiracy was about.
Yeah. And it lasted for the full 4 years of his presidency. They just kept coming. And they knew. There's factual evidence to know that everybody in the DOJ, from the FBI through the, you know, even the CIA was involved. They all knew that they were false. Yet they continued to promote the lie and stand behind. They lied in congressional hearings.
Yes.
Completely bold-faced lied to the congressman asking them questions. If they don't go to jail, there's a huge injustice in this
world.
Well,
Bondi and several others have hinted that it's coming. And I've heard
Avalanche.
Ed Martin has suggested there are a bunch of dual investigations ongoing. So I don't know. I hope beyond hope that at some point we see charges and we see people in prison orange over that happening. It was an outrageous and completely covered up by the Biden administration for the 4 years that they were in office.
Yeah. Hey, I can't wait for your next segment, though, about SNAP. I mean, you talk about some fraud being uncovered in that program. Did you know 45%? I mean, 45 million Americans are on SNAP?
I did not know
some that. $978 a month. In SNAP
on
benefits
average?
On average.
Wow.
Yeah, for a family of four, that's what a family of four gets. We're going to talk about that and how this program. One thing the shutdown has done is it allowed a big bright light to be put on that by the Department of Agriculture.
Well, they're about to run out of money for some of it, for sure. We'll talk to Tanya J. Powers about it from Fox News Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We come back.
Donald Trump has spent more time on the golf course than he has in talking to Democrats on Capitol Hill to reopen the government, to enact a spending agreement that's bipartisan, and to address the Republican health care crisis. His behavior, unpresidential, unhinged, unpatriotic, un-American throughout this process speaks for itself.
Yeah. The great meme I saw this morning of Donald Trump sitting in the middle of the street with the Capitol building behind him and Chuck Schumer sitting across from him at a chess table. And he says to Chuck, your move. I think the pendulum is moving away from the Democrats on this, and I think they're going to have to do something, but that remains to be seen. What's happening in the meantime is we're very close to the longest shutdown ever, and pretty soon people that depend on SNAP benefits for their for food might find out that their cards didn't get recharged. We've got Tanya J. Powers on the phone right now from Fox News Radio, and she's covering that story this morning. Tanya, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. So I guess this happens when? October 1st, usually the first of the month when those SNAP cards are recharged, correct?
Right. Well, the November 1st. And November the federal 1st, government, yeah, this is a federally funded program. The states are the ones who, you know, have they kind of disperse everything. And so you're talking about 40 million Americans who are enrolled in SNAP. More than 62% of the SNAP recipients are in families with kids. What we're looking at right now is the states that have gotten letters that were sent out earlier this month from the federal government that said, if the shutdown goes past November 1st, then there, you know, will be the November SNAP will not be loaded onto the cards. Like you said, it's not going to be fully funded. In Texas, they actually told their folks that if it goes past next Monday, they won't be. That's what the 25th, I think. So it could hit sooner in some states than others. I mentioned the amount of people who are on SNAP. If you kind of zoom in and localize that a little bit more, if you're looking there in Missouri, 656,000 Missouri residents, or 11% of the state's population, are getting SNAP benefits. That's 1 in 10 people in Missouri. That's a lot of folks. More than 68% of SNAP participants in Missouri are families with kids. The other thing to note is how this affects the local economy. If you are if you're pausing SNAP benefits, then for any reason, that's money that's not being spent in the grocery stores, the community grocery stores, the big chains, everybody all alike. There are also farmers markets that take SNAP benefits, and this is where it really could affect people locally. You have about 10 farmers markets in a 10-mile radius of St. Louis, and those are, you know, places that those benefits wouldn't be able to be used either. So it does affect people regardless of whether you're getting SNAP benefits or not.
And a lot of those benefits, though, were going to change anyway effective November 1st because of the big, beautiful bill. I know they expanded the work requirement to 80 hours a week. They eliminated a lot of the exemption populations for people that they're also going to have to meet that work requirement, assuming they're able-bodied, changes in eligibility. Were all those things still going to be kicked in? I mean, are people who are on it going to have to meet those minimum requirements now? As well as they've taken out the junk food, right? They're now only going to be able to buy healthy food, which is another change to the program.
Yeah, there have been some changes. And I'm glad you pointed out the fact that there are work requirements for SNAP. I think a lot of people don't realize that, as you mentioned, and this is straight from the SNAP, the website. This is done by the Department of Agriculture. That's what this falls under. And from their website, it does say able-bodied adults between 16 and 60 have to register for work, accept an offer of suitable work, and take part in an employment and training program that they're referred to by the SNAP office. So there are requirements, and as you mentioned, there have been some changes made to that. The SNAP program has already, that's one of the things in the budget bill that was cut by an estimated $186 billion. That is over 10 years. It's not all at once. But yeah, that is, there have been some changes recently made to SNAP. It's one of those things that's been undergoing some anyway. Now you've got, you know, this potential halting in the benefits that is going to affect a lot of people.
So any movement that you've heard of from reporting out of D.C. that they may try some sort of short-term spending fix here like they did with the military pay?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Now, I'm not on Capitol Hill. Ryan Schmelz, my colleague, would probably be a better one to answer that. He hears more of the scuttlebutt up there. It could be that you're talking about a lot of money. But, you know, again, they've managed to find pockets of the federal government where they could, you know, use different funds to pay for different things that they've wanted to during this shutdown. So this could be one of those things. I haven't heard about it, but it could happen.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate Tanya. We appreciate your reporting on it this morning. Thank you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers there. Good for her. You see, she did some research there. She knew Missouri's numbers.
Yeah. And there's, you know, what she says, 11%, that's pretty consistent with the national average. 42 million Americans of 365 million people. So it's still
a lot.
Yeah, it's about 11, 12%.
A ton of people. Coming up, we're going to get to Dennis Hancock. He's running for St. Louis County Council, or St. Louis County Executive. He's on the council now. We'll be back in just a minute. Glad you're back with us. You know, not surprisingly, the story came out Wednesday that Sam Page's attorneys have gone to court claiming that the case against him is rife with errors, I think is how they put it. And they think that it needs to be dismissed, and I'm sure they do, because, of course, currently he's running for re-election, and the man running against him is current County Councilman Dennis Hancock. We've got him on the phone this morning. Dennis, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Congratulations on 25 years at KFTK.
Well, thank you. I've been here for probably 20 of those, so I'm thrilled with that. Thank you for saying that. We're looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Absolutely. I plan to be there.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. We will all be there as well. Again, you can check out the website at 971talk.com/events if you would like to join us. It's free. We'd love to see you tonight. So, Dennis, you I'm sure seen the story by now where I'm sure Sam Page's high-priced lawyers are in there trying to get his felony charges dismissed against him.
Well, I'm sure he's paying them a lot of money to do exactly that, and I believe that the judge has taken it under advisement, and we probably will have a trial sometime in the spring.
Wow, that's gonna rock the race for a county executive.
Well, I think that when you look at Page's overall record, this shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. When you look at his record during COVID and what he did there, and just blatantly ignored the wishes of the council and the advice of everyone around him who was telling him don't shut everything down. Well, he went ahead and did it anyway, and we see what happened. The St. Louis County's rates of infection were no less than St. Charles County's or any of the other surrounding counties. So I think that when you look at his record, it's one of corruption, of crime, and just simply of incompetence. And that's what I plan to bring up during the campaign.
They should have had No Kings protest during COVID, too, because he absolutely told the council to stand down because he was the doctor in the room and he would make all the policies and dictate it through his health department. And As you know, this is Dan Buck, by the way. Good to talk to you. But as you know, I was in the forefront of him shutting down schools and athletic venues, including mine out in Hazelwood. And, he just thwarted business and activities and impacted so many kids negatively with his extended shutdowns. And it just it was mind blowing. But, we have short memories, unfortunately. Have the members within the council forgotten that? I know he doesn't have a majority of support from the council. Obviously, you and Gretchen and Mark on the Republican side continue to fight. But, is there any chance of being a primary challenger against him? Anybody willing to step into the fray and take him on head-to-head on the primary side?
My understanding is that State Senator Brian Williams has announced that he's running on the Democrat side. I would not be surprised if there's at least one, if not two more, who get into the race on the Democrat side as well. I think they see him as a detriment to the party at this point, and but his ego is not going to allow him to just simply walk away, and so I think that he's going to fight it out till the end.
Wow. And that's ego. Pure and simple, his ego gets in the way. We all know that much about him that he is not one to take people's advice, including people within his own party who say you really for the good of the party should step down, but he's not the type to do that.
That's exactly the way I read it, Dan. And it's sad when you see that happen, because if politics shouldn't be this hard, governing shouldn't be this hard, but we have to fight on every issue, and it just seems like such a waste of time and energy. And so we need somebody in the county executive's office who will lead, but lead a group that's willing to be led. If when you find that the people you're trying to lead don't want to follow you, maybe it's time to look at where are you going with them, and making sure that you're going to end up in the right place for the residents of St. Louis County.
It's a good point. Dennis Hancock, our guest, county councilman, currently running for county executive as a Republican candidate. I think maybe Donald Trump's laid out a blueprint for us here. Instead of building a new Taj Mahal for the county government, why don't we just find several rich donors who'll just build us one?
Well, I think, you know, that's certainly a possibility, but I'm just, you know, I've been fighting for the last 3 years just to simply get a price for what it's going to cost us to become compliant with the Clayton fire codes.
Right.
And I can't get that out of the administration. So to me, it's, you know, we obviously have a goal in mind that hasn't clearly been shared with everybody, but we have to be good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. And to me, the simplest way to do that is be compliant with the become compliant. And then after we do that, let's take the appropriate amount of time to decide what does the future look like for us. Do we spend the money to fix up the building we're in? Do we look to go to the voters and say, hey, let us move the government out of Clayton and reestablish a county seat someplace else that maybe makes more sense?
Wow. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you about the Rams money. I mean, that was another horrific deal that that Page got the county into, getting so little of that money and allowing the city to take a much bigger chunk and the convention center taking a bigger chunk. What's come about from what money was given to the county? Even though you guys generate most of that hotel tax, you didn't get much of it in return in the Rams deal. Where's that money sitting, and how is it planned to be used?
Well, we've taken the council since, you know, if you go back a few years when we first did that, we looked at where are we with the Rams settlement, and we found out it was in an account that was bearing little to no interest. Yeah. And so we made the move to move it to a higher interest bearing account while we decided what to do. The council has voted to take $40 million of that and improve the streets in our subdivisions in unincorporated St. Louis County, streets that haven't been touched in decades.
Right.
And look like they were never, ever paid. And so we're started that process now. The other thing that Dr. Page wants to do is take $65 million of that Rams settlement money and use it to balance next year's budget.
Jeez.
Which as far as the council is concerned, is a non-starter.
No, it's got to be a non-starter.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm glad to hear that. And one more piece of evidence of we need some common sense back in the county executive's office.
God forbid we cut spending, right?
For sure.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's my point exactly, Dan, is we're talking about a gap of about 10% of the budget. Man. And so, I go back to my days in Fenton as mayor. When we lost Chrysler, that was 15% of our revenue when Chrysler shut down. And so we were able to do that without talking about raising taxes, we had to cut a few non-essential services, but we managed our way through it. And I don't know why the county executive isn't capable of doing that.
Yeah, it's a great point. Dennis Hancock, we'll look forward to seeing you tonight out at the big birthday party in Chesterfield.
Sounds great, Mark. Look forward to seeing you there. Dan, say hi to your family for me.
Sure enough, buddy. I'll see you out there as well, man. Great to see you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yep. See you. Dennis Hancock there, a county councilman in St. Louis County, 3rd District, running, of course, for county executive.
So, former mayor of Eureka.
Fenton.
And we used to go out there and do stories a lot, and that's where I got to know him like 30 years ago.
A long time ago.
Yep. It's good, great guy.
Yeah, seems to have the county's best interest in mind here, whereas what we have now is very obviously everything's
well, just a fiscally smart
politics
guy.
And
he understands
power.
That you can't spend more than you take in, and this county government has just not been doing that. They don't understand
for
that.
Years.
Yeah, and we had a surplus at one time of over, almost $500 million. It's now down to zip. I mean, now we're fighting every year just to make budget.
But Dan, soon we might have a second county executive with a felony on his record. We're going to be rivaling the state of Illinois here pretty soon if we keep this up. Honestly,
yeah. Actually, we'd be three, wouldn't it? That'd be three county executives who, if he gets
Stenger,
a felony, Stenger, and before Stenger, we had another one. I can't forget his name.
Dooley didn't.
Yeah, Dooley didn't.
I don't think he got it.
No?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, I'll look into that. I thought he was going to be the third Democrat.
As if two isn't bad enough.
But the point being is that I've called all along that Rams money was going to get
wasted.
Yeah, totally squandered. Wasted. It was squandered. It should have
to fill the budget hole.
It should have been a transformational opportunity for both the city and the county. They should have put it into a loan program where it could have been in perpetuity. We could have given great loans out to encourage companies to come here and to do, you know, big projects. And then that constantly would be refinancing itself. But no, loans don't work with a bureaucratic government that just wants to give everything away and spend it recklessly. But it's sad. It's sad we can't get leadership that brings more of a business mindset to county government.
Absolutely. All right, coming up, we'll get to Dan's segment next. Next hour, Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday, is going to join us. Her thoughts on some of these debates that are going on in D.C., obviously, and the new East Wing controversy that has sprouted up over the last 2 days.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Be back in just a minute.
But don't give a f***.
It is Thankful Thursday, and I am so thankful to see so many bold women, including a lot of women from the African-American community, who are out there on the internet every single day dropping truth bombs, sharing their spirited opposition to the party, and especially with the African-American women. So many of them grew up Democrat. They grew up in this culture of lies and promises that the left kept giving to them and yet just kept holding them down. Now they're seeing the light. They're coming over in droves. This woman today that we're going to feature, she's pointing out the complete hypocrisy of the No Kings protesters, and her laugh kills me. She's funny as heck. She puts a little humor to the hypocrisy. Hit it, Ethan.
Now, wait a minute. What's this No Kings thing about again? What's the reason? The No Kings thing. What is the reason for the protest? Because you don't want dictatorship. And you don't want somebody to force something upon you that you don't agree with. Is that that's what it's for, right? Come here.
She leans in. She leans in real close to the mic.
Did you guys vote for Kamala in the primary? Or was she just forced upon you like a dictatorship? like a kingship. Because I don't want you to be embarrassed. I don't want you to be embarrassed. Was Kamala? Listen. Was Kamala voted in through the wonderful democracy that you people are protesting about right now? Huh? Or was she thrusted upon you?
I love that lady. She keeps
thrusted.
Thrusted. She keep going. She kept going. We cut it off there a little bit, but she is a part of a Laser the Conservative website. If you go out there, he not only features her, but all kinds of great people just dropping truth bombs each and every day. Laser with a Z, LAZER. Look up Laser the Conservative on X. And you'll see not only her, but a bunch of other great contributors that are part of that guy's page. His page, by the way, says, political commentator blocked by Schiff Trump won. No filter. Love God, country, family, and my dog.
I love it.
Anybody who loves his dog.
Great American.
Yeah, it's a good American.
Good American. Yeah, all right. Coming up, Shannon Bream is going to join us from Fox News. Also, my buddy Griff Jenkins and Darren Crook from the Rhino Shield Company, who's one of the sponsors of our birthday party tonight. Want to have him on to thank him for that. That's fantastic. That's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.